Turn it up.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you. I think you're going to have to find some new applause clips. Because everybody sounds the same all the time. It's hard to carry it off that, you know, we're in front of a live studio audience. Hey, everybody. Glad to have you with us. This is a very special show. Doggone it. Yes. We became aware. There we go. We became aware that today is actually International Pilots Day. Now, we feel these unsung heroes of the skyways need to be recognized today. And it gives us a really good excuse for doing a show on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, so let's all just, you know, bow our heads in reverence that we have pilots, who will fly in planes, and they will fly around the globe. Yes. And that's it for them, and now we're taking over.
That's all I got to say about that.
You do that rather well.
Fly the friendly skies.
Errant curl there.
Yeah, I got to get a haircut before I go under the knife. All right. Go on, Deb. Talk about the cards themselves.
All right. Here, for everyone who is new listening, or if you're watching us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook, where we are streaming live, you will see that I'm using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. That's what this method called personal prophecy involves. Ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not, what are the other ones I always say?
Angel.
Oracle. Kitty cats and doggy dogs or whatever is out there. I have nothing but deep respect for them all. But this is the only one that I've actually focused on to learn. And I am the only living expert of this method. And that is after 30 years. I know the intro says 20 plus years.
Well, but that's why you throw the plus in there. Because time ain't going backwards.
Okay, so now Jim has a couple words for you.
I do, and they're very important. First of all, that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. You know, this thing.
Which means don't go running off and make any dramatic changes as a result of your reading. Okay, new people. We worry that sometimes people will be so impressionable when they first get a reading that is so eye-opening that they become the king or queen of bad decisions.
Especially when people are kind of down and desperate a little bit. They want to grab onto that positive thing and believe it, really believe it.
So you really hesitate. You know, a lot of what comes out in your reading is going to actually become reality within the framework of your life. But we don't want you to be radical in terms of your decision making. And the internet gods do like us to be humble.
Yeah, we have to disclaim a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We're not experts on a lot of the things we discuss on this show.
Okay.
It's just the way it is. Ways to call in. Phone 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in, and you can Skype in. I didn't realize you could do that until we started doing this type of stuff. You can Skype in, and that can be an advantage for people far away overseas. It's going to cost a little bit more than a regular local Skype. It's going to be nowhere near as expensive as like a cell phone or something like that. So that's a way to do it. That's the number. When you call in, and we already have people that are listening to us right now, they're in the queue. We know you're there.
Just don't go away.
Don't go away. You're cool. This is what we're going to take a read. We just have to get the show going and introduce and remind everybody things. And when you do call in on the phone, remember, please, when we get to you, because you're going to be on speakerphone, you're going to be on speakerphone when you're on hold, unless you're really bored. Please click off speakerphone if you can. It could really be bad on our end. There's been times we might not even be able to do a reading if it gets choppy on our end when it goes through the internet.
Yeah.
Same with the Bluetooth. It's a cool device. Hands are free to do whatever you want to do, but it can get a little choppy on our end. So if you can avoid those things, please do so. Please be stationary when you're talking to us. Bouncing around, that can get choppy too by the time we hear you talking. Background noises, very, very sensitive. So watch the background noises. And for the folks that can't call in, we have other options. One of them is Messenger, Facebook Messenger.
Ta-da! The portal.
You touch something.
Yeah, I could touch it, all kinds of stuff.
And but obviously that's how we will, that's our platform we're using, which could be phone, tablet, computer, desktop, whatever you use. But please do not Messenger us until we actually say we'll take the next Messenger call, because we don't have a nice hold queue system for Messenger.
And that would be Deborah Lee.
Yes, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
They have to.
It's just them. Is just the rules.
I won't allow otherwise.
And if you call in and we're not ready for it on Messenger, we're going to 86. You can call back when we ask,
yeah,
but we're going to have to immediately 86.
We can't.
Just can't stop.
Mute you.
Can't stop. Yeah. Can't mute you. We can't stop. We're talking, or we're in a reading and stuff like that. And I think that mirror is about that. What do you say? Should we get the show on the road?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's
get her done. Let's see here. I want to check. We're going to our first caller, caller number one from the state of New York. That is area code 845.
New York. Welcome to the show. And what is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Oh, yes.
How are you?
How are you? I'm doing well.
This is your first caller. I like
it. Hope you're doing well as well.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
All right.
I got a question. The lawyer, the name is Dave. I want to take care of some of my problem. You think a lot of do it, I'm going to win it or not?
Well, here's the thing. For Maria and for all the rest of you, we have to say a disclaimer regarding legal and medical issues because we don't have the credentials. What I can do is give you an opinion. Don't we call it just an opinion?
Snapshot, yeah. The flavor. It's like a flavor of what she sees happening, but it's definitely not 100% legal advice. It's not 100% legal. This is exactly where the case is going right now, or whatever.
Now the cards have been very accurate in the past.
Yeah, yeah, but just that's just.
But I can't do it on the air.
Kind of the same as the beginning disclaimer. Don't.
So Maria, tell us now. If this is involving a lawyer, and can you tell us the situation?
No, I'm not talking about it for the settlement. I'm not talking about the settlement. That's what I'm talking about it. I got to sue somebody. I don't know if I'm going to win or not. You see the lawyer is a good, because if I win, I'm not going to do it.
Okay, so I will recap because... I have to because I get confused easily because that's who I am. So you're contemplating suing somebody. Is that correct?
Right.
Thinking about
right.
It. But you want to know if what the cards show, if it's going to be worth doing so.
Right.
Because you don't want to bother if it doesn't look good, right?
Right.
Yeah, because it takes a lot of your time, and if you get lawyers involved, that's money out of your pocket. And I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, you don't want to go down that road if that looks like you're going to a dead end. I understand.
And you know, it's always good to have some insight because I don't know what it is, but you never know how something's going to go in a court of law.
You only know things on your side. You don't know what they're cooking up on their side.
Well, and even if the judge is in an agreeable
Or he knows the lawyer, even though they're supposed to recuse and stuff, but they don't a lot of times in these small. And I say small. Like not $1 billion laws. To them, if we got like 20, 30,000 or whatever, that's small potatoes to a lot of courts.
Well, I've noticed also, at least here where we live, we're in a, what are we in?
We're in a commonwealth.
That a lot of times the judge will say, I'm taking this under advisement. And then you have to wait till you get a written response mail.
Some of them, excuse me, a lot of, spring pollen in the air. A lot of places have different rules on the dollar amount that can be just to a jury, actually.
I can tell that you're pretty, she's pretty hot over this.
Sure, yeah. I mean, she's thinking about it, obviously. It's serious.
Yeah, and it's undersure to come through. I'm trying to think of a really good way between me and you, Jim, how to tell her that it would definitely be worth her while.
So the odds look good is what you're
saying.
They
do look good.
You can't make a prediction on any outcome on Earth, you know, legal-wise, because we already talked about
that. If these were my cards, Maria, I would go forward.
There you go. That's a good way to do it.
That's a good way to do it.
That's a good way to do it. If she was doing her own cards, she would pursue that.
Yeah, and I think that you are due.
And you are... When you, part of this suit is you're thinking of hiring a lawyer, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, well, he'll also give you his legal advice, too. A lot of times, they're pretty good chaps, and they'll say, yeah, this doesn't look good for you. But, you know, but that's cool, so I would at least go talk to the lawyer.
And I'm seeing that it may actually be a woman attorney for you,
Sure, it could
Maria.
Be, right, sure.
And if so, that woman would really take a very good stand on your case for you.
So,
but yes, if these were my cards, I would definitely go forward with the lawsuit.
You would pursue that. Yep.
Yes.
There you go.
I hope that helps you.
Thank you. God bless. You know, see nothing yet when I'm going to get it this element.
Well, that can take some time.
Yeah, and you didn't really see anything jumping out in the cards.
Well, I did see that there was a financial gain
okay. That
is going to come for you, Maria.
Okay, but it wasn't real specific because it's so down far
well,
down the road.
Well, the problem is there can be red
tape. Thank you.
Yeah, honey, it could take a while.
Sure.
But it isn't going to be lost, you know, in the courthouse somewhere.
Yeah, you're probably just going to have to be patient because the legal system, speedy trial my ass, you know, type of thing. Yeah. The legal system is what it is.
Yeah, no kidding. But, honey, I really think you're going to do well. All right?
Thank you. God bless you, both of you. God bless you.
Well, bless
same to you,
you too.
And we enjoy when you call. And we hope
you
call
do.
Again.
Yes.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
All right.
God bless you.
Have a
thank
good
you.
Evening. All
right. And I thought she was done to cut her off. I think it was a lot of times she's called near the end of the show. So a lot of times we had to rush her. So that was good that she was first.
Well, clearly she was interested in some insight.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
she
wants
hot.
To, but she I understand what she was going through. You want to do something, but you don't want to waste all your time, effort, money, and all that stuff if it's going to tank, you know.
Sometimes you do have to make a big decision.
Yeah, and sometimes even though you're right, bloody well right, and everything, you know you're right, it doesn't mean it's going to come out that way in court, depending on the factors. So that's why she did that. All right. So we shall keep on. So we're going to our next caller, area code 423 from the Volunteer State, Tennessee, 423.
Tennessee, welcome to the show. And please tell us who you are.
Hey, guys, it's Luna.
It is
Hi,
Luna.
Luna. How are
hey.
You?
See, it's not Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so she was able to call.
Yeah. I've been good. I've been door dashing a lot, and I changed it to Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays just because it's a lot easier, and I get a day in between, so.
Do you make good tips from people? Are they good to you?
Yeah, and, you know, being able to choose your orders and stuff, so that way, because you can kind of tell when people don't tip, and you can just send those orders on their way.
Oh, that's nice.
But,
that's nice.
Yeah, very nice.
So, it's really nice. About on an average day, I make about $100 a day.
Well, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No, that'll put food on the table and keep the power bill paid.
Oh, yeah. They've raised that, too.
no kidding. What brings you to the show this evening?
Well, I've been having some, like, very vivid dreams, and they've been kind of, like, dystopian type or apocalyptic type, and
Whoa.
They're freaking me out, kind of. I don't know. I've been having this ever since I had COVID back in February, so I just wanted to see if I could get a reading and see if the cards can tell me why I'm having these dreams.
I think that's cool, because I like questions that are kind of outside the box. We've had some, but we don't get a lot of dream questions, and that's kind of cool. And if you have an apocalyptic type dream, especially if it's reoccurring, it's a little disturbing, too.
You know? Tell me, do you wake up terrified, or are you just interested or concerned?
kind of both, a little bit of both. Yeah. Like, it scares me, but I'm like, I'm interested why I'm having these.
Yes, and, you know, typically, as we know, I mean, we're not all, we're not dream experts. They are out there, but we are not those. But typically, there's, it's not a simple meaning as the dream. So obviously, I don't think an apocalypse, and you know, she probably knows that too. There's obviously not an apocalypse coming, most likely. But it has a symbolism. Yeah. There is something to it, something, what is an apocalypse? It's an end, right? It's a catastrophic end to something. I'm trying to look at big picture, how you could rate it, relate it to another subject. What do you got, Deb? I don't have cards, so she does.
You know, I hate for it to be this mundane, but the cards are saying a lot of it is stress. And it's your mind while you're sleeping is going through these sleep cycles. And you are, she's actually like, help me here, Jim, like working through the stress that is taking the shape of different scenarios.
Yeah, I got you. I know, and it makes sense because they say, you know, that you're asleep, but your brain is
very
alive
active.
And it's processing and decompressing. It's got all these stored daily memories. It's like doing, it's like a computer doing stuff, processing information. And you're catching parts of that, I
when
guess,
you're doing
dreaming.
The REMs. You know, cycle.
Mm-hmm.
That's when there's a lot of brain activity going on.
Yeah,
it wouldn't hurt though to maybe read up on it. I took a class quite some time ago on the meanings and symbolism of dreams,
mm-hmm.
and some of it can really seem bizarre.
Sure, and I've heard our local radio station will have this dream expert lady. She's
doing
books and stuff, and. It's interesting when they bring her on. I wish I'd bring her on more often. It's interesting as heck.
Well, it is, because especially if they're educated.
Well, no, she's written books and stuff. I mean, she's definitely the one they bring on. It's very interesting. She right away says, and when it makes all sense, too, when she says it.
And it's funny how the brain works in riddles. Like Luna, for instance, if you were very expectant for some news, you might dream about a dog chasing a mail truck, you know, and barking at it, like, bring me the news.
Me.
So it wouldn't be just flat out, you know.
Yeah, it's these experts can make those connections pretty quickly. It's amazing.
Yeah, so I really think if you look it up, I wish I had more for you, but it just really shows that you are unwinding from a period of great stress.
But it's good news.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing catastrophic on the horizon. It's just the way her brain
That's good.
Yeah, it's just the way... that it's presenting itself while you're dreaming, what your brain is processing, I guess is what you're saying, basically.
Are you in these dreams?
I don't know.
That's just...
Yes, in some of them, yes, I am, and then some of them, I'm not. I'm just, like, seeing them from, like, a third-person perspective. It's kind of weird.
It is weird, third-person. I've never had a dream like that.
When I took that class, it had a very strong American Indian slant to this class. And the instructor, the professor said... that a lot of times the Indian culture, they will go to sleep saying, please gift me, please bless me with a beautiful dream. Or if you are having a dream, let's say you're being chased by something, sometimes you actually would have to wake up and put yourself back in the dream, but you're supposed to try to turn around and grab at that creature or whatever it is. And ask it for a gift.
If it's a dream that's kind of interesting or intriguing, I try to go back to sleep right away because you can jump right back.
If it's
a dream I'm not happy about, I'm going to stay up a little bit so I can not go back into it. Go to the bathroom, get a drink of water.
Yeah, I wish I could have these exciting dreams. I dream about going shopping, you know, and buying mountains of clothes.
I thought you found that exciting.
Well, when you wake up and you find out none of it exists.
That is what it is.
Yeah, but Luna, your cards look good. I think you're going to be moving on from this job eventually into something that you're really going to enjoy.
And I'm sure that's your plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right now, have fun with DoorDash.
Yeah, you know, it's paying the bills, you know, and you can pick, like you said, pick and choose.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's a win right
and
now.
And you're probably meeting some characters, I would imagine.
Yeah, I bet.
I am.
One of my most interesting ones was they can decide if I want to like hand them their order or just leave it at their door.
Right.
One person had me leave it in their golf cart.
Okie dokie. All right. Hey,
I don't know why. I was like, okay, left it in the golf cart and I was driving off and I seen them come out and get it. I'm like, well, okay, then if it works.
Well, it works for them.
That must be that person's happy place.
I had a friend, remember George used to deliver pizzas here.
On his motorcycle.
Yes. And he had the most wild experiences.
Well, this is
delivering
pizzas. Kind of a crazy place. Too.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if I'd do
so,
that.
So, well, that's one for the books. Put it in the golf cart. Okay.
Yeah, well, it could be worse. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so.
All right, honey. Well, I hope this helps for you. And you are going to see somebody you haven't seen in a very long time. And this is a family friend of you two. And I really think you're going to be pleased. It's a guy. So I'm assuming he was more maybe a friend of your husband's. But you haven't seen him in quite some time. And watch and see.
So it's a positive thing you see.
Yeah, it's going to be very nice.
Oh, that's cool.
To bump into
him.
That's
always fun. That's nice.
Okay, one last thing.
All right, well, thank y'all so much.
One last thing, honey, I want to tell you. There is something about your, let's call it your past life experiences. Every time you call or I see a message from you, instantly I think of you as being in England way back in the day. And she's in, like, long flowing dresses, like a lady in the court. What did they call them? Ladies in waiting, or, you know, the court. Anyway, I saw
colonial
you.
Yeah, ladies
bitches.
In waiting.
Yeah, not
colonial
bitches.
Colonial bitches?
No.
Okay.
All right, but anyway, I think of you that way. Now, that's a past life reference that I'm picking up on you.
She plays some.
Well, that's really cool. Thank you.
All right, honey. Take care and happy dreams tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Here, honey.
All right. Awesome. It was great that you got
bye-bye.
To call in.
All right.
Talk again soon.
Isn't that funny, though? I do. I think of her as being in the king's court.
Wanted to play like some of that old chamber music.
That could be.
No, I'm just saying.
Or maybe she took care of the queen. Or
I would just say play that music in the background when she comes on. Have her own little music. That old colonial. All right. Let's head to yell so I can wake up all the dogs.
I don't
the
think
house.
They did colonial. Colonial England? I think it's colonial America.
It was colonial America. But you know what? A lot of them consider themselves British subjects, and they were technically until, obviously, the stuff went down, you know. Loyalists, remember, they were like, hey, we're from Britain.
You know, I was too busy thinking about boys back in history class back in the day. Now, just set me straight on this one point. Now, our descendants came here, and then what? Those British soldiers came to kill everybody?
God, no, it wasn't like that. It was just like any, I mean, back then, Britain was basically like a superpower. I mean, they had colonies all over the globe, you know?
Okay.
And this was a colony of theirs. And, you know, they had a lot of stuff going on. And
well, we revolted and they...
Well, they started putting a lot of taxes on us and stuff, which, you know, nobody likes taxes, so everybody got pissed off. And they said, well, you know, we don't even have representatives in Parliament, but you guys are throwing all these taxes on us. They said, well, Britain's like, you're part of this country. You're represented automatically. So it was just...
Oh, I see. So it kind of was a misunderstanding.
Us... Yeah. We just got kind of uppity.
Oh, we did?
I think so. I think we got uppity and got too big for our own britches, but it worked out for us.
Awesomeness.
Yeah, awesome. That's just my opinion. Obviously, I'm not a historian. More disclaimers.
No, but as you get older, and for all of you young folk out there,
young
you know,
folk.
This can be really boring stuff, subject.
Oh, I hated it my entire life when I was young.
But when you get older, it's fascinating. Your brain is like a sponge.
I wish I would have taken college history now.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of 20 years ago.
40 years ago.
Well, for me, it was 20 when I went back to college.
Oh, okay.
But less than that. But I went back and I had to really kick ass to get a C because I hated it.
They're all rolling their eyes out there.
Yeah, all right. First of all, let's talk real quick. I want to remind everybody because we haven't said the number for a while. That number to call in is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We have callers in the queue. You have not been forgotten.
So hang in there.
Facebook folks that can't call in, you can hang in there too. We get gaps. You can messenger us when we ask. Don't do it now. And if you can't even do that, we'll turn to the folks that can just only type.
Yeah.
So patience. Patience, Glasshopper. We're only not even at the hump yet.
No, it's a very nicely paced show.
It is. And we got some callers. We got a few more waiting in the wings. Right now, we're going to stay
in the volunteer state. We're going to stay in area code 423.
And I have a feeling.
Oh, I saw.
Who it is.
Yep, he said he would be here.
Well, come to the show, Damien, in Tennessee.
Hello, great guest, and you were right.
Yeah, well, you flat out told. Yeah, he flat out commented on your post.
Well,
I will be
we're
calling
cheating.
In. Yeah, we are cheating. And then we also talked. It's like, ah, it's Tuesday, not Wednesday. Luna probably will call in also.
Yeah, we may even change to Tuesday.
Yeah, no, maybe we'll bounce Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Make it out a floater show.
Sure, you never know.
Floater.
Okay. Well, Damien, let's hear it.
Yeah, he's got
tell us what you got.
He's got to bring us up to speed.
Okay, so I went ahead and I conveyed the advice that was from the last reading to my mother, and she's currently looking for a female attorney, and we're going to be looking for that, you know, real go-getter barracuda type female attorney.
That's
because
right,
because like all the attorneys we've talked to have been males, and we've got no luck with males. So I'm like, okay, let's just try going for a female attorney and just see what happens. However, I believe my mom and I found in the paperwork what you had talked about that was buried within it that could win the case for us. And when I did some more research on it, I found a video explaining the differences between titles, deeds, and all of that, and also a relevant federal statute that could also render this whole thing null and void by virtue of fraud to where it goes in mine and hers favor.
Perfect.
So for the purpose of the reading for this evening is, you know, just where things are going now. Just what are the cards showing as to where
all
things
right.
are going now that
direction.
Now that, you know, they've decided non-suit in court, if we're going to settle outside of court, just go ahead and get ready for round two. You know, let's try to see what the cards show for that.
I got you. And, you know, it's interesting what you said about the male attorney. Sometimes I think, well, men, you know, may not see quite the value in this on a more of, we'll say, emotional
right.
level.
Right. It depends on maybe they have a passion for certain cases more than others.
That make
you know,
more them more money.
More money, or maybe they don't, some of them don't like all this paperwork stuff. They like this person did this and had this crash. I mean, we just don't know what their flavor is.
But if you get yourself a semi-Judge Judy type,
yeah.
Ooh.
Well, if you, between the info, you found yeah. some good information, so when you guys select your new lawyer, you can put that in a little folder and pop it on the table in front of her and see what
it's
happens.
Interesting
yep.
and blows my mind when these cards will pick up on something.
Yep, yep. And she's laying your cards down, and we still want to remind anybody that just rocked and rolled in that this is not a legal show with a bunch of lawyers here.
Yeah.
You know, we know squat about the law.
And that's right.
Okay.
If you've just tuned in, we have to give a disclaimer.
We have to. We must.
That we are not lawyers. We don't have credentials.
Nope. We're not even paralegals. We're not, man, you know what? What do we, I've been to courts before. That's about it. That doesn't make me an expert, you know. It's usually on the wrong side of the bench, but, you know.
Well, what I'm getting here is that I think you and your mom are going to connect with exactly the right lady, right woman.
Okay.
This is somebody that is very passionate about not just your case, with concerning assets, property, and wills, or whatever. She's also passionate about family law.
Yeah,
you know.
And family members trying to do other ones wrong.
And that's what I think is going to be so amazing, plus what you've found, what you've discovered in the paperwork, looks here as if it is elemental in what she's going to do with your case.
Yeah, I like it. Break it down to the simplest parts, I guess, right?
Absolutely. And the men might have just sloughed it off, hoping for that big juicy plum that this just isn't for them.
Sometimes they just only want to work so much, and then they're like kind of done. You know, they lose their passion.
And not everybody that goes into a profession has their heart on fire for the work they do.
True. A lot of them probably dream of law and order, and I will be in their criminal court prosecuting murder.
Sure.
Yeah.
High profile. And
I'll be defending million-dollar actors. Yep.
And I wouldn't be surprised as this goes forward, Damien, that they're going to bail out or whoever, the defendant. Who is the defendant? Are you? Are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are the defendants. They are the plaintiffs.
Yeah, they're
well,
the ones trying to.
They're
going to
see you rising up just like Godzilla, and they're going to be like, whoa, and will likely offer a settlement. Boy, I hope you smack them right between the eyeballs and say, not a chance.
Yeah, that's when you talk to your lawyer and say, what do you think? Should we settle, or do you think that they're just trying to get something because they know the ship is sinking?
And pain and suffering should count for a lot.
Well, and legal fees and all that stuff, absolutely.
And your
right. My mom and I were on the same boat. We're on the same page. We're going every which way we can. However much compensation we can get for it, we're going to go for it. If it's possible, we're going for it.
Yep,
absolutely.
Max it out.
If anything, in honor and respect for your father, and I see him mentally, I'm picturing him. He's got his arms crossed across his chest, and he's nodding. Oh, yes. Yes. So
yes.
You've got him spiritually on your side, too.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, he worked damn hard for what he's got, and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they say that, I've heard that they don't really stay attached to physical stuff, but they want the right thing to happen with the physical
for their
things
family
that they built
or
them,
their
that,
loved
yeah,
ones.
They had
yeah.
set aside for family.
Yeah, but right. They do lose that attachment.
They don't like covet anymore, but they want people that the rightful people deserve it that they would pick if they were still there.
It's also kind of like on a molecular level where they have returned to that spiritual energy, and everything, this table has spiritual energy.
There's a lot of residual energy from, you know, it depends on the situations and how often they were there.
So when you sit in a courtroom, let's say, your dad's going to be right there with you. I wouldn't be surprised if you feel him patting you on. And sometimes you will feel, you know, something weird, like a pat or an arm brushing you. He's just letting you know.
It'd be a strange tickle even.
Yeah. So, yes, your cards are looking very good. Your position is strength.
All right, good. And also, Jimbo, to answer your question, is there really a way they can go back and refile the paperwork correctly? No, not really. That boat has long since sailed because I don't know if it's because of the statute of limitations or just because, well, since my dad is dead and the only one that could really do something for him would be himself, well, he's dead, and there's really no way he himself could sign the proper paperwork to fix the problem. So again, it's just that boat has long since sailed. It's just, it is what it is now, and it's just got to be fought as it is right now.
I don't know when they filed. Well, I was talking about when they initiated the court action. Can they reinitiate that if they didn't do it properly? I don't know. I don't know how long ago that was.
I mean, they can. It's just, you know, even if they do round two, it'll probably just be the same outcome because there's actually two critical pieces of documents two critical documents that are missing from this entire thing that actually would secure the bank's security interest in the property. And it's a very big technicality that, you know, if this lawyer that we meet up with and we connect with sees it, oh, I guarantee she's going to be just as on fire as we are. So, you know.
So then you would be initiating the next court action, correct?
Correct. I don't know if all of a sudden now we would become the plaintiffs and they'd be the defendants, or if it would just pick up where the last case left off. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I guess that's why you get the lawyers. They'll understand what the next action is. Yep.
And while this may seem neither here nor there, there's a lot that I feel is significant in the fact that I feel she's a lesbian. And not
she's a thespian.
Thespian, yes. And she's not that thrilled with her colleagues as far as the way they handle things. So
I can see that.
Yeah. And I
can see that because attorneys is still a predominantly male profession. There's not as many female attorneys out there yet, but they are growing.
Long-term clients is I followed her all the way through law school, through the bar, then through the different jobs she took. And this is a really sharp, classy, gorgeous lady, you know, that dresses elegantly. And she was dealing with the old man's, like, canoe club.
The old brandy and cigar group.
And they used to accuse her, you only went into law so you could find yourself a rich husband. And that couldn't be further than the truth. So, all right. Well, Damien, you know we're with you in heart and spirit.
Yeah, keep us up to date. It's a lot of twists and turns. And, I mean, it's interesting to us, and I know it's passionate and it's life for you. But
and I realize you may not have a lot of family support, extended family.
And, you know, if he gets this new attorney and the action may be in action that they don't have to do anything because the other people have to initiate action. But he'll let us know.
Yeah, I'd love to know. So do keep us posted.
All right. Yeah. Again, my mom's looking for that attorney. I told her, you know, just work for a female attorney. Not sure where to begin looking for. Just find a female attorney.
Yeah. And I was hoping maybe I could give you some help on that. But it's going to be one of those things that just jumps right out at you.
You trust your gut. You'll know that you're like, oh, this is the one.
Yeah.
This is it.
If we still read old school newspapers daily.
Yes, we
but
do.
But if you turned a page, it would be like, oh, my God, there she is.
Bingo. Fell on her lap.
Yeah. So I think
All right, well, I was just going to say, she lives around the Virginia Tech area. She lives in Radford, so she'll probably start looking there. And if she can't find her there, then expand outward.
Sure.
All right. Well, please give our best to your mother also. Okay.
All right, I will.
Thank you.
All right, well, I appreciate
you're welcome.
Calling in. Thanks for the update, and we'll hope you call back if you got some more news.
You're welcome. Oh, yeah, you'll definitely be in the loop, and I'll be calling next week.
Roger.
Thank you, hon.
We do
appreciate
it.
Care.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
You're interesting.
It is very interesting. All right, we got callers, and the callers that are on hold, do not fret.
We
have not forgotten.
We got lots of time.
And we will get to you. We have lots of time. We're over the hump. And we just want to remind everybody real quickly that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, and so far we've had a lot of our callers have all had some kind of disclaimer thing in there. So that's pretty
I do have to admit to you, in 30 years, it's probably 82 to now.
Just say plus, 30 plus.
I've only had in those years three people that demanded a refund after they got their refund.
And you know what? And there's life.
Even
the best restaurants on earth, somebody's going to be pissed.
Well, if you're not telling them what they want to hear, if they're of a certain type of personality.
Some people can never actually be pleased ever, especially when they spend money. All right.
Yeah, but only three. I think that's pretty good.
Oh, that's like
tracker.
Zero. That's basically zero, over that many readings you've done. That's basic. That number is insignificant. You round down to zero, basically, on that bastard. All right. I want to give that number out again. 515-602-9676. That's the phone number to call in. Call in on the phone. Call in on Skype. For the folks that want a messenger in, don't do so yet. We will let you know if you call it. If you do it now and we're not ready, we got an 86 show. Excuse me, not because we're mean, because we don't have a hold system or anything like that for messenger, because it's free.
Well, I could probably turn the volume down.
We're going to 86 them.
Okay.
And it's not out of spite. They can call us back later.
And I think we're going to call up, what's his name that owns Facebook?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
What's his name? I can't think of it right now.
I don't know anybody.
Gutenberg.
I know who it is.
Zuckerberg. We're going to call him and tell him, hey, we want the next generation of Portal to have a hold button on it.
You make that happen. All right, we're going to move on because we have a lot of callers that are very patient.
Okay.
And we're going to move to area code 910, our neighbor to the south, North Carolina, 910.
North Kakalaki, welcome to the show.
Batter up.
And who are we?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who are you?
Who are you?
Elena.
Well, hello, Elena. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's been a while since I've been able to call in. Work has had me kidnapped the whole time.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That's all right. Timing is right for right now.
Sure, you're here now, and that's all that matters.
It is. I do want to know the very last reading I had with you, ma'am. I got the promotion that I was trying for, so.
Nice, very nice.
Very happy for you.
And you're happy with it, yes?
I am very happy with it, yes.
Sure. Sometimes things don't turn out the way you hope they'd be, so I'm glad it worked out good for
her. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Okay. Now, go ahead.
What do you want to know?
Let's see. Well, what I want to know is, I love my job. I love my new position. You know, like every job is all demanding, and we always want something on the side. We want play money. So I got me a little side entrepreneur job going on, and it's starting out well, so to speak. First your first shot goes really well, but I want to know, will I continue to do well so I can have a lot of play money?
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, okay, so she's got the side gig going. She's starting it up, and she wants to know if it's going to actually blow up and make her very happy in the pocketbook.
Do you want to mention what it is? Okay.
Oh, well, sure. I actually sell Scentsy on the side.
Oh, my gosh. You can make a lot of money with that. Scentsy.
Yes.
I used to live by those.
Well, we bought a lot of them, and then I think we migrated towards diffusers.
Yeah, diffusers and stuff. But I used to live by those for 20-plus years in that other house of mine.
Oh, I had a woman that I knew here. She was active duty Navy, and she sold that on the side, and she made a killing.
Well, I used to love those things. They have some that I come out and buy because they made me hungry.
Made you want to eat.
Yeah, it was like chocolate brownie or something. Like, oh, my God, I can't put this one in ever again. Yep.
You wake up at 3 in the morning making chocolate brownies.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, I got to eat food. So I was, none of those. And then when I was sick, I would get those ones that are like eucalyptus-type ones when I was sick. It was just a placebo, but it made me feel better when I put those in.
And they make such beautiful little
that's cool. Yeah, all the different. You can get any kind you want. I had a U.S. Navy one. I mean, you can get anything on this earth.
Yep. So I'm laying out your cards. Those of you who could be brand new with us for this broadcast,
indeed,
I'm using a 24-card layout, not merely just a random pull of a couple cards. Others do that, and I have,
It is what it is. In other words, she's not just flipping a card. She's, because, you know, we have most of our callers on shows like these aren't watching us. They're on Blog Talk or
but
another
they may
platform
wanna know.
Watching. But no, it's right that, you know, she has a large spread of cards going down.
Okay. It looks like it is going to gradually go forward for you. I don't want to tell you, oh, you're just going to make a killing, you know, because when you start off with something, you have to establish yourself. You got to get your brand going, and don't hesitate to use social media.
Well, you should always use it. It's free. Use it to your advantage. You can blow it up.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yep.
Let me see. What do I want? I think you're going to move on to a different little, call it a side gig.
Oh, you think your side gig is going to evolve into something else?
Well, she may take on something else.
That would make sense.
Oh, yeah.
That would make sense. You start doing this one product, and then you're going to expand to other products. Not necessarily kick this one on the curb, but expand. You're going to take on other products, right? Other services?
Yeah, for instance, my daughter-in-law sells, the essential oils.
Sure, and that's related. People that are interested in, you want to keep it in the same subject line, they're interested in both.
Right, if they don't want to go with the Scentsy.
Or they want both.
Or they want both.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Scentsy thing.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I do feel that you're going to branch off where you have more than one revenue stream, okay?
Oh, wow.
That would be very beneficial for you, and it's not that expensive to get into. And I think hers is Young Living, and if you decide to go that or Something Living.
I mean, there's different things.
If you decide to go that route, let me know. Send me a message if you're interested. I could have my daughter-in-law talk to you. I think that getting into it now. Don't quote me. I could be telling stories out of school here.
Just thinking.
It was like maybe $50 or $100 for the demonstrator kit. Yeah, the starter kit. And boy, you could really end up doing something here.
Sure. I mean, it could expand into, it could launch into a career.
You could go out and do those little expos where they have, shows where different vendors.
Yep. Get a booth at a weekend convention.
I've got to tell you, you have really good cards. You really do. You are the type of person that even if it's raining cats and dogs, you know there's going to be a rainbow. You look for the good, in all things, and you'll be blessed with that.
She sounds very positive.
I always try to look for the rainbow. I mean, I could be sitting in my gloom thinking everything is going wrong, but I always look for that little light, and the light appears every time I want it.
Well, you have many, many good things coming to you. You're still very young. To me, everybody's young.
Yeah, everybody's
but,
young.
But, you know, I really think that money is going to almost be like a waterfall for you once you really get yourself going.
And nothing ventured, nothing gained. Hey. So you're venturing, so you're doing the right thing.
Yes.
You're being proactive.
I'm stepping out of my comfort zone a lot of times doing this, too.
Sure.
But, you know, that will make you stronger going down the road.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. When I first started doing these shows 7 years ago, I wanted to throw up right before they'd say, you're on the air.
Yep.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you, a card flipped into my lap. If I wouldn't have had a lap here, it would have gone to the floor.
Good thing you got a lap.
Yeah, Grandma always said, if it falls to the floor, it comes to the door. This is a card. Eight of Clubs is frustration. Don't get frustrated. Is its message. All right? Yeah, take things slow.
Well, you know, when you're starting out something new, you're going to probably automatically be frustrated.
I think in the end, my dear, you're going to end up not working for somebody else. You're going to work for you.
Yeah, there's a certain point where
the road.
Yeah, this could actually turn into your actual career. You could
have a store.
You could end up being a businesswoman at the end of it.
So
I'm always looking for that chance.
Well, you know what?
Absolutely.
Dream big, think big.
Yeah, yeah. You know, shoot for the moon.
Well, shoot for the stars and at least
hit
the moon.
Shoot for the stars.
All right.
Land on the moon. Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you so much. We do have other callers.
Thank
but honey,
you so much, Deborah.
We can hear from you, and congratulations on
your
promotion.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great evening.
Oh, thank you. We are already.
Indeed, we are.
All right. Call us next time. Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. She's a darling.
She's very positive.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we like. All right. We're going to rock and roll because the time's ticking, but we got time to get our callers in.
We will not forsake you.
We shall not do so. All right. Let's see here. Who is next on the list? I'm looking in my queue, and we're going to area code 779, which tells me that is Illinois, Land of the Lincoln, 779.
Uh-oh. Really?
Yeah.
You know who this is. I don't need to, like, seriously. It's Illinois. You know who it is.
Yeah, we think that a lot of times we get surprised. And
oh, yeah, other people.
You should know my phone number by heart. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, with my memory.
Well, Teresa, always great to hear from you. So
what's going down, Charlie Brown?
Right.
It's been quiet.
All is quiet on the western front.
How's your dad?
Yeah. Quiet, not talking to me. Which is fine.
No news is good news.
Yeah, no news is good news. Took my mom into the hospital today for back pain, like lower pain and back and hip pain. So they're holding her in a soft hold because, you know, they want to do an MRI and they'll just do it tomorrow.
Sure.
So they just said, just leave her in the hospital. And I said, that's fine. Actually, she'll get better sleep there than she does at home. So
does she have issues with her sciatic nerves?
No, she broke her hip a year ago.
Oh, so maybe it's off of that.
So maybe it's a complication then, I guess.
I think it's a complication. I saw the x-ray and, you know, I read animal x-rays. I can see bone fragments. When I see bone fragments, then they said, oh, no, her x-ray's great. And I looked at everybody and they said, the hell it is. So, you know me, I'm an asshole. You know, I'm a jerk. So, yeah.
All right. So, you're right. She'll get some good TLC there.
Yeah, she'll get some TLC tonight. I'm at work until who knows when, you know, because weather's getting nice. So trying to get in my last, you know, overtime days.
Sure.
So
through that.
Just sitting here just wanting a general overview of what's going on
in
my cards.
All right.
Now I've read for you.
There's
so
a really cute guy that I'm looking into possibility.
Okay. There you go. That's a nice.
All right.
That narrowed it down nicely.
Yes. All right. A really cute guy. Do you know his name?
Yeah. You can use an initial for one. Yeah,
or
you can
we
use
can
an,
just make one up.
Yeah, you can use an initial if you want, or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter.
All right, well, let's take a look. And I was going to say, you asking me for a general type of reading, no problem. I've been giving Teresa readings for years. It's when somebody's brand new. You can explain.
I can do that while you're typing.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes. And she knows. This is for the other viewers and listeners out there that if you're new or fairly new and wanted to read into, you ask for a general reading, we don't have enough history, background, rapport with you that we're going to give you a general outcome of your reading. So it's going to be kind of blah, foggy, vague. So, but people that call in all the time and they say general, we already know 90% of the things they are going on in their lives.
She doesn't have that spiritual connection to you yet. She doesn't have that core connected.
Right. Yeah, they're the rapport. That's what I always call it. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And so if you're a new caller and it's, you know, and the new person typically doesn't want to narrow it down because they're kind of hesitant. They don't know what's going on, but it's more important for the new caller to really get very specific on that reading. All right. Here we go.
All right, well, give me a moment. Remember, Teresa is very deep.
You're deep.
On my website, I have a blog, and on there I describe people that have the personality, which is like the mind of a scientist. And you have that, Teresa. You do. You're not one that – you don't live your life with your emotions on, you know, hanging off your sleeve. And
no.
She looks very deeply into things.
Okay. You're deep.
Let's see.
Sometimes I think I go too deep. I dive deep, really deep. Sometimes I forget to come up for air.
Yeah, you got to watch out coming up for air, and you got to watch about hitting bottom.
Especially also with overthinking. I am really terrible with overthinking.
Oh, it's very easy for humans to do that.
Yes, it is. For you, I want to tell you right now, you are steadily moving in the direction of having your own place, like your own house. Your own ranch or farm or, yeah, it's coming closer, but don't push it.
Good, because I need it.
All right. you know, I got to tell you something. Your mother may be not ever going to tell you, but she kind of really likes when you tangle with your dad. Okay? She does. She's like inside going, you go, girl. You tell him.
Yeah, because you know.
She doesn't have that backbone like I do. She doesn't have that. I don't know what we're gonna call it. That she doesn't have that fire in her ass like I do.
No, and that's right. And also, I think she would feel a little afraid because you just say it. You know, you just go ahead and you say it, and she loves it. You know, if her back is to you, she's smiling.
So basically, you don't have a filter.
You don't want to be on the other end of my no filter, because if you've gotten to the point of where you get to receive the no filter me, be careful. You are not going to like it.
Stand by.
Also, I see two men here, and I do think that one of them is the really cute guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have two guys. You know, and the thing is for you, you are so challenging because you're not a nonsense type of girl. You're not all frilly and silly and, you know,
wait a minute. Go ahead. I got to ask you another question.
You got to make it quick.
You can always extend it a few minutes. Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead, Teresa. What else do you want to know?
Okay. So I reconnected with an old friend. And, you know, sometimes I'm just oblivious. I just went to an event. I just wanted to go see an old friend I haven't seen in 20 years. Just reconnect, say hi. That was literally my whole thing, was just go in. I haven't seen this person in 20 years. Sneak in, say hi, give a hug, and then sneak back out. But, boy, did I get some extra spiciness from a certain person, and I want to know what you see, because I was just, like, kind of throwing it back. And I'm like, man, did that just ruin my friendship with my old friend that I haven't connected and seen in 20 years?
Are you talking in code?
Like, in a way.
Was he kind of hot and heavy with you or what? Did he?
No. We were just really good friends. Like, we were really, really good friends. And, yeah, I thought he was cute, but I would never go there with him. And I still wouldn't go there with him because he's not my type. But, like, you know how, you know, mean girl syndrome?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm kind of talking about. Like, I didn't know he was in a relationship. You never know this man is in a relationship because, you know, he's very, like, tight to the collar, like, tight to the belt about everything. So, like, I just went and showed up. You know, I got all dressed up cute because I'm like, look, I haven't seen this guy in 20 years. Let's go say hi kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Wait, but what's his girlfriend there?
Yeah, but I didn't know it was his girlfriend, but I didn't do anything, you know, untold. I just want to know what the feeling is around there, because I do want to go. This is another friend of mine that's a horse person, and I really value his opinion, and I like the way he rides and trains. And, you know, I'd like to go maybe once a month.
Okay, pause for a minute.
Hold
Jim
that thought.
I just want to,
I know we have another caller on queue, and they're probably watching the time thinking, I'm not going to go. And don't hang up. We can extend the show a little bit.
Yeah.
So those that are in the queue, don't look at the clock and say, I got screwed. I'm not getting in.
That guy wants to spend time with you. I'm wondering about your history. You were always just friends, nothing more?
Nothing really more. I mean, we had fun, but we never did anything. Like, I probably would have dated him if I wasn't in a relationship back then, but it's completely different now. Like, he's always had the hots for me, and I had the hots for him, but I always restrained myself because I said, look, I'm in a relationship, blah, 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 blah. And I also know he was a kind of a player, so I don't play those games. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, he's got definite designs on you. I mean, the seven of clubs is right there, and that is such a card of
Yeah, but see, he's been in this relationship with this girl, but I can't figure it out because he's so tight to the belt. I'm just like, I don't want to go into this like that. I'm just, this is a business transaction and a friend transaction, not that kind of transaction.
Oh, he's very
right?
unhappy with her. He probably will tell you later on, but you know, he's got his pride. Yeah, he's got
well,
pride.
Well, he's got they kind of have a business together, but I don't feel the warm and fuzzies between the two.
No, I think that this is popping up for you. It's showing up. For you to, I'm trying to think what the cards are trying to say. At any rate, you got two of them. Two men.
It really bugged me. Let me put it this way. It really bothered me because I'm like, the way of the interaction on from her coming up to me going like, and you are, you know, kind of like thing. And I'm like, I'm just a friend from like 20 plus years ago. I'm just here to say hi. Kind of thing. Like, you know, like I'm not a threat. Like, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm not a threat.
Oh.
You know,
every woman is to her, from what I saw in these cards, she is ruining that relationship. She is so insecure. You can cut it with a knife and he can't take it. It's like this. I feel like he's got a, what would you call this? Like a noose around his neck. She's not going to want you guys to be friends to rekindle that relationship. No.
Right. And see, but I don't want to go and hang out or be around him. If that's going to be the juju, does that make sense? And I did reach, he told me to call him. He's like, here's my phone number, call me. And I don't call people. I just sent him a text and said, hey, it was nice connecting with you. It's been a long time. Y'all looked wonderful. Thanks for letting me both be a part of the team for the day, blah, blah, blah. And that was it. And I haven't gotten anything back, and I don't plan on calling him.
Well, you might rethink that because I just don't see you as somebody that would let some floofy girl just, you know.
I don't know because I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be known as the homewrecker. Does that make sense?
It does, but, you know, he's not married, you know.
No, but I also could feel like they're a thing, but they're not a thing. And it took me a long time to go through with certain people's Facebook history to find that they're a thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But they don't ever have any pictures of them all lovey-dovey on Facebook.
And I want to tell you something straight up that came through over very much so in your cards. You're hesitating because deep down on an intuitive level, and then I got to go to the other caller, but on an intuitive level, you hesitate, Teresa, because you know the potential is there for the two of you to fall madly in love with each other. And you're afraid to see those dominoes fall. Okay?
I don't want to be that person because I feel like I'm going to come in as this, you know, because I know who I am. I know I'm a freaking bull in a china shop when I come in. When I come running in with my horse, going to be like, what's up, bitches? It's me. Look at my fabulous pony. Look how crazy I am. Look at my costumes. Look at me. Because, you know, I'm an entertainer girl. You know that. When I get my costume on and my shit on, you know me.
Why
I'm a goddamn superstar.
Let the future unfold the way it's going to be. You don't have to call him. But if he starts interacting with you, you know, just remember, look ahead. Down the road, this could turn into the love affair of the century.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm not really gonna reach out to him for a while because I said I'm gonna back off.
Okay. And next time you call, we'll take a look and see how things are going.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you.
All right, honey, take care. Have a great week.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye bye, hon. She is such a firecracker. Yeah. All right.
Indeed she is.
Now, last but certainly not least.
Yep. Yes. And this is our last caller, and our caller has been very patient.
Yeah.
This is area code 216 from Ohio. 216, thank you very much. You are here.
Hello there.
You're live.
And who are we speaking to? Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
We're rocking and rolling.
My name is Amor.
Amor.
Like love.
Amor. As in love, yes.
Amore.
Yes. So,
first time caller?
No, this is my second time calling. I haven't called
her. Do you remember her?
Yes. Just remember, though, I've spoken to so many people, I can't quite remember what I've told you. If Veronica was here, she'd read it verbatim
her
notes.
If she was here when she called.
Yeah. So
it was just you guys. And I just want a general read-in today. It was Zoom.
There's got to be some question on your mind.
Yeah, if you don't have one specific question, maybe one type of area, employment, love, work, homes, family, something that really is more interesting than the other to you.
Like
no, I just
no.
I want to see. I'm just in a phasey space right now. So if she can just do just a general reading, because I can talk about love, but I'm not dating anyone right now. I'm not talking to anyone. So I don't know.
Are you happy in your work? Do you aspire to something?
Right now I'm in, where am I? I'm just ready for new blessings and opportunities. I can feel that they're coming. So I'm just preparing myself for new blessings, new abundance.
Now we can work with that.
Yeah, that's something, you know, that's good. So it sounds like that you are a positive person and you're ready for things to change for the better. But
look at you.
But she doesn't sound like she's, like, down in the dumps. She's not, like, in a ditch or anything in her life.
She's anticipating.
She's rolling with the cards that life has dealt her.
And yeah. I'm laying yours out right now.
And you know, a lot of times we sometimes get into a funk, a groove, and we're like, oh, this. But we got to remember, there's so many other people out there that would trade in a heartbeat their life with ours.
Especially right now.
Well, I mean, not just right now. Don't just narrow in on the Ukraine. That's an example. But there's always places out there and people out there that are going through some crap. They would love to be in our shoes.
Are you thinking of relocation?
Relocation.
Somewhere. You are.
I've already made my decision to move, yeah.
Well, it's here. And you will make it. And I think it's going to be fantastic for you.
When you say you've made your decision to move, you mean you just made your decision, but you haven't acted on it? Or do you have some new place lined up or something lined up?
No, I made a decision a few years ago, but I had a storefront in Ohio that I was working on for 2 years, and I was just able to open it up February, but the landlord reneged on his promise and decided to put me out on only being 3 months open.
Yeah. Well, you're going to look back, and you're going to be actually grateful.
Count it as a blessing.
Right now, it just feels like you got stung, but you watch. This move is like, remember in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy opened the door after the house landed? That beautiful garden.
Oh, color. It went from black and white to
color. Yes. Well, that's what's going to happen to you. You are bringing a whole new start to your life. And it's going to be fantastic. And you say you're not dating anybody, but boy, I sure do see men here. One from you.
A lot. I get approached a lot. I don't take anybody. I don't take interest, but I get approached a lot.
Well, there's one here from the past that I think he broke your heart to a certain extent.
That's always, my ex is always fly through. I don't want them though, but go ahead. Let's see which one you talk about.
I really feel that that is a done deal with your ex, but he's never going to forget.
Not in his mind, you mean?
No, he's going to keep, he thinks he can just get her back and they can just start, you know, go from here. But he's never really going to change. All right.
I wonder, do you see like birthday, your birthday or the height?
No, not in this environment with us working so quickly. Birthdays. There's another one you're going to meet.
Oh, yeah, in a general reading, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, you've got one, though, that's coming on the scene once you move. And this one is really going to lift you up. And there's going to be such a great electric connection.
Lift you up where you
belong. Yeah, I think
So what about this new opportunity with this new store?
Yes. And you're going to be in charge, right?
Yeah, it's just me. It's just a new opportunity. Yeah.
Well, I eventually see you're going to take on two females to work with you that share your same vision. One of them is coming able to invest quite heavily.
That helps.
Yeah, and I really think the three of you, like a lot of times women, it's a bad marriage because their personalities are so different.
In men too. There could be conflicts and things that they're hiding.
But you three are going to be like sisters. They're sisters of the heart. You probably have shared a past life because I feel such a warm sensation about the three of you together.
Uh-huh.
So actually what the landlord's done is he's pushed you out into the world where you needed to be making these decisions and putting one foot in front of the other. And I'll tell you what, you're going to do really well. You really are. So I'm sorry I have to leave you because eventually they will cut us off here.
We shall go down.
But please call again. The more that I'm able to give you readings, the more clarity will develop in your cards. So, and I wanted to ask you one last question.
Am I?
Do you have children?
One.
Okay, do you want another?
When I meet the guy I want to meet,
this one that after you move, he's going to be the father of your next child.
Papoose.
Yes, and it's going to be.
I got one question. Is he an athlete? Maybe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is he an athlete?
Is he an athlete?
Yes. How do you know that?
This is my first time telling you this, but I also do readings as well, but I don't get too many readings. I don't get too many readings for myself because it's hard to find somebody that can actually read you. So I do readings as well. I've been seeing that energy as well.
So we're on the same page, you and me, I'd love to give you more readings, but they're going to shut the lights off here and put us out.
She knows where to find us.
Take care. So good to hear from you, amor. I love that.
Yeah, amor. Yes. And you were very patient. She was on for a while.
So you are taking this out to the end of the show.
Wrap it up.
The Little Dire Straits for us to boogie to.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
They don't probably even boogie anymore.